Nature. It's more than just wildflowers and birds.
It's birds and trees.
Trees and squirrels.
Squirrels and acorns.
Looks like there's a trend here. One thing keeps linking to another, much like the pieces to a puzzle.
All the different pieces.
The big pieces.
And the little pieces.
And they all fit together to make something pretty fantastic.
And it's that interconnectedness that's the real lesson in wildlife education.
This concept that all things are connected wasn't always accepted, but that slowly changed thanks to a forester named Aldo Leopold, the man we call the father of wildlife conservation.
We sing our love for communities, but we should enlarge the boundary to include the other animals, the plants, the water, even the soil, the whole land around us. It's necessary to do this, not just because we love nature, but because we're connected with it. Caring for it is not really different from caring for ourselves.
Leopold died in 1948, but his work still lives today. He notes that for thousands of years, nature survived relatively unchanged, until one creature came along, a species called modern man.
And the more we reshape the land and tinker with its parts,
the easier it is for the system to fail.
The first rule of intelligent tinkering, if you take something apart, keep all the parts. So when you put it back together, the whole mechanism will function as it should. There are no useless parts.
Over the past 200 years, Kentucky has lost its share of parts.
Eastern elk. We lost a giant.
The American chestnut tree.
River otters.
Our passenger pigeons are all gone.
And several freshwater mussels.
We've been able to put back some of these parts, but others are gone for good.
Extinction.
Not everything in nature is furry and cute.
Do we really need spiders?
What good is a snake?
Just because we don't have all the answers today doesn't render something useless.
Tomorrow, a lizard may lead science to new treatments for diabetes.
Awesome!
Or we may discover how one creature is key to something we do enjoy. We may not like bees, but we are fond of the flowers they pollinate.
The best way to take care of one animal is to take care of them all.
Technically, it's managing on a landscape or a habitat level so that we can provide basic needs for the wildlife species that live there.
Leopold knew that caring for the environment was too lofty a job for any one person. But
just as many voices unite to create one message,
efforts unite to make a difference.
Do this next time you're on the PC. Google the words land ethic.
Land ethic.
This will help you learn more about the scientist and the science.
Conservation is living in harmony with the land. We may not always achieve harmony, but it is very important to try.
Now, keep this interconnectedness in mind.
Wherever the outdoors find you,
you could find something new.